goodness flows from me. Every heart responds to the warmth of love. Every mind yearns for its embrace, and no life is complete without it. Love really is the fulfillment of the law of good. Love alone can heal the world and enable people to live together in unity and in peace. Believing that love is the great lodestone of life, and love alone fulfills the law of good, quietly I say to myself, I believe that God is love. I believe that love is at the center of everything. Therefore, I accept love as the healing power of life. I permit love to reach out from me to every person I meet. I believe that love is returned to me from every person I meet. I trust the guidance of love because I believe it is the power of good in the universe. I feel that love is flowing through me to heal every situation I meet, to help every person I contact. Love opens the way before me, and it makes perfect, straight, and glad. Love forgives everything unlike itself. It purifies everything. Love converts everything that seems commonplace into that which is wonderful. Love converts weakness into strength, fear into faith. Love is all-conquering power of spirit. As a child walks in the confidence with its parents, so I walk in the confidence with life. As a child, through love, trusts its parents, so I put my whole trust in love, which I feel to be everywhere present, within, around, and through me, within, around, and through all people. In that love, I am safe, secure, and cared for.
The reading from 365 Science of Mind that David just gave us is from Ernest Holmes. And it talks about God as love. And we've always heard that. I've always heard it, God is love. But what does it mean? I've never really had a sense of what that meant. And over the years, particularly over the last year and a half that I've been writing books about love, chatting with the beloved, I have been contemplating love from a new place, a whole new direction that says, if God is love and God is all, then love is all. And everything that is love. It's such an abstract idea. And I've been asking for the embodiment of that understanding so that I would feel it and not just know it intellectually. You know, it's really easy to say God is love, God is all. But how do I feel God is love and God is all? And I started out with the intention to feel loved. That was the first thing I wanted to achieve with the objective that I set a couple of years ago. I had experiences in visions of the overwhelming wave of love that is God in my life. I had one where I felt what I called shot through the heart with the love of God. It was like my heart exploded and went out to the ends of the universe, and I cried for 3 hours. I just couldn't take in the magnificence, the majesty, the glory of the love of God. It was so much bigger than anything I knew or had experienced before. But that kind of peak experience is really different than an everyday, day-to-day, knowing, living, sitting in, basking in, savoring, moment-to-moment, the love that God is. How do I feel it? How do I feel loved? And so I asked that question, and I've been asking for days, how do I do something with all of this stuff on love? Every book I picked up, every tape I listened to, every TV show I turned on spoke to me so powerfully of love. And so I asked the beloved yesterday, where do I start? And they said, start with omnipresence. Just talk about everything. I said, well, that was a big help. That's what I was asking for help with. It is everything. How do I cope with this everything piece of it? And that essence of everything, how do I live with it? Well, I asked again this morning. And what they told me this morning was, start with the legacy of Kate.
Yay.
And so you could go in a million different directions, because Kate was love personified on the planet. She brought so much to all of us who knew her and loved her. She brought community and caring and laughter and fun and a deep sense of freedom and a huge commitment to living life fully in the present moment. Kate was amazing. But for me today, what that meant was go back to Kate throwing a book into my lap in June 2 years ago, called The Shack by William Paul Young. And when I read The Shack is a story of a man whose daughter is murdered and who ends up having a very powerful mystical experience of spending a weekend with God in a shack. And that experience leaves him with the sense that he is loved, that God is love. And the theology of the shack is not my theology. I don't resonate with his description of God in that particular book. But I resonated so completely with the description of living loved. And in that book it says, you are not created to live unloved. You were created to live loved. To live unloved is to be as a bird with clipped wings. You are unable to fly. To love is to soar. And I resonated so powerfully with that, that I asked for that experience of living loved on a day-to-day basis, feeling that divine love. And over the course of the next couple of months, I began to speak with the beloved in my head and write down my relationship with them. And they have brought that feeling of living loved to me every day ever since. God, for me, is the beloved, the collective of love, the omnipresence of love, which is present within me as a voice. And one time, I was talking about how they are present for everyone. And they said, to you, feeling loved is a great conversation and a warm hug. It's no mistake that we talk to you as a dialogue that you write under a warm blanket while you're lying in bed. That's your great conversation and your warm hug. And we will express love in a way that's uniquely perfect for every individual. Whatever means love to them, that's how we show up. But you have to be willing. What it takes is soft willingness. Soft willingness is the key to everything. And up until Kate and reading that book, I had said, I'm not going to channel. It's been done better than I could do it. It's not my work. But living loved became my work, and expressing that relationship that to me is living loved in writing so that it takes form that other people can share has become my focus of attention for a year and a half now, and I expect it will continue for a long time to come. That powerful energy of great conversation and a warm hug is how I feel loved, and I do feel loved from the divine now, every day in that way. And I asked, and the universe answered. So the love is there. It's all there. It's not a matter of creating something that is not. It's a matter of perceiving what already is. To stop seeking and begin seeing what's already there. Because as long as we're seeking, it's outside of ourselves, and the love is inside. The love is right here. There is nowhere love is not. And I've had moments along the way of seeing that clearly. I've told the story many times of how I was sitting on the sofa watching a David Hawkins video one day, and he was talking about the map of human consciousness from oneness through joy and unconditional love into willingness and acceptance and courage, all the way down to anger and revenge and fear and shame and guilt. The whole spectrum of human consciousness, everything people feel and live. And he waved at it very casually and said, of course it's all love. It's all love. It's love expressed as shame. It's love expressed as fear. It's love expressed as courage. It's love expressed as joy. It's all love through a filter of limiting beliefs, through a filter of expansive beliefs. But it's all love. There's nowhere love is not. And I really took that in. I almost fell off the sofa. But after I got back in my center, I really took in that it's all love, that everything is love expressing in every moment. It's all love. But this morning in my meditation, I had an experience that just blew me away. It took me to a deeper understanding of it's all love. And what happened is that I was going through a meditation that I often do in the morning, where I pick a quality of God, some quality of God, peace, love, joy, freedom, energy, power, intelligence, creativity. It doesn't matter which one you pick. They're all qualities of God. But this morning I chose love, and I just lay in bed in my meditative state, and I say, love is. My eyes are love. My brain is love. My scalp is love. My hair is love. My eyebrows and eyelashes and tongue are love. And I went through my entire body feeling the presence of love in all that I physically am. And I'm used to the idea now of love in every consciousness, but resonating love in my physical body today felt new, and what happened was amazing. I hadn't had this particular experience in meditation before. As I acknowledged the love in every aspect of myself, all the way down to my fingers and my toes and the bone in my nose, ho ho, everything, whatever it was, everything just dissolved into love. It became the energy of love rather than the solidness of my physical body. It all came into love. And suddenly I heard Ernest Holmes' words. He said, loose the boundaries of your sense of self and let in more spiritual territory. And this morning what I heard in my meditation was, loose the boundaries of your sense of love and let in more spiritual territory. And so as I simply relaxed into that, I felt the energy of love spreading out through my whole body and beyond it. And I began to acknowledge that the love that I was experiencing in my liver is the same love that I was experiencing in the air that I was breathing, in the bed that I was lying on, in the house that was keeping me warm in that moment, in the cold weather, in all of the universe. It's all love. And the energy just spread out so that I was no longer contained in the physical boundary. I loosed the boundary of my sense of self as well as love, and it was all love, and I was all love, all love, all love. And in that place then, something new happened. And from that place of being all love, I turned my attention once again to myself in this life as Connie Chandler. And from the place of all love, I could see why I would want love focused rather than diffuse. That each one of us is a focuser of love, a unique, completely different focuser of love. Our hands, our heart, our eyes, our life, the kindness, the smile, the laughter, each one individually expressed, love in form. Each of us, love in form. Unique and beautiful and expressive and exquisite, glorious love in form. So this morning I got to reform myself, re-acknowledge myself as all love, but love in form in a way that I've never seen before. Love in a unique physical form that allows love to be experienced and expressed on the planet in a way that's never been done before and will never be done again. Each of us, special, unique, whole, perfect, not only loved, completely loved, absolutely loved, but love expressing, loving, being love. And that was a very powerful experience for me this morning to re-appreciate that we are here individually to focus love. Because in the allness, there's not expression. In the expression, whether it's a mouse or a magnificent mountain, it's the love in action. It's the love in expression, each person, each thing. The entire cosmos, love in expression. And when I first started preparing for this talk, I was guided, I was doing an all game with, transformation game with Ed, and I was guided to blessing as the solution to the weaknesses in my life. And this book by David Spangler on blessing is a very powerful book to me. It's one of the most joyful books. It's an incredibly gentle, beautiful book. Right on the front page it says, a wonderful, empowering experience. David himself is a blessing, and his gentle book just overflows with them. It's a gentle book. And I thought my talk today was going to be about blessing, how to do a blessing and how what that means. But the piece of this book that today feels most relevant is his description of the impersonalization of spirit, EM personalization, the personalization of spirit within each of us. And he says, with all of our biology and biography, we are the impersonalization of spirit. It's completely inclusive. We don't have to get rid of something or embrace something else. We already are it. We are it. We are the impersonalization of spirit, with our history, with our ups, with our downs, with our highs, with our lows, with our beauties, with our perceived flaws. We are it. And that itness, you know, that I am that I am, about God, accepting the self, loving the self with our loosed boundaries of love and self, recognizing that we walk the planet for the purpose of focusing love. That just blows me away today. I mean, here we are. We are here to focus love anywhere we look. Anywhere we look. And yesterday, I was inspired to turn on the TV and look at a Oprah Masterclass show. And she was talking about Maya Angelou. And mm-hmm. Did you see it?
No, but I just love Maya.
Oh, you saw it. Mm-hmm. It's just an exquisite show. I've only seen about a third of it because it blew me, every time I would listen to her, I would have to turn it off and think about how that applied to my life, because the ideas she was expressing were so powerful. But the one that really gripped me to the point where I sat down and wrote it down. Maya Angelou said, there's an African-American song, 19th century, which is so great. It says, and she sang it, but I'll read it. When it looked like the sun wasn't going to shine anymore, God put a rainbow in the clouds. And Maya went on to say, imagine. And I've had so many rainbows in my clouds, she said. I had a lot of clouds, but I have had so many rainbows. And one of the things I do when I stand up to translate, when I go to teach my classes, when I go to direct a movie, I bring everyone who has ever been kind to me with me. Black, white, Asian, Spanish-speaking, Native American, gay, straight, everybody. I say, come with me. I'm going on the stage. Come with me. I need you now. Long dead, you see. So I don't ever feel I have no help. And I've had rainbows in my clouds. And the thing to do, it seems to me, is to prepare yourself so you can be a rainbow in somebody else's cloud. Somebody who may not look like you, who may not call God the same name as you, if they call God at all. You see, I may not eat the same dishes prepared the way you do, dance the same dances, or speak the same language, but be a blessing to somebody. That's what I think. Be a blessing. Which brought me back to blessing. And the other thing, when I was talking to the beloved, they took me to was a quote that's in 365 Science of Mind for this month, from Christian mystic Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. Someday, after we have mastered the winds, the waves, the tides, and gravity, we shall harness the energies of love. And then, for the second time in the history of the world, we will have discovered fire. We are discovering the fire, the focused fire of love within ourselves more fully. I'm speaking in the royal we there. I am discovering the focused fire within myself. I want to live, express, experience, and radiate that fire in my life, to be a blessing, to be a blessing. And so, returning to David Spangler and his wonderful ideas in his book about blessing, he said, what is a blessing? A blessing has nothing to do with esoteric or spiritual fireworks. It is a whisper, a gentleness, a voice that speaks not of my power, but of a power that resides within all of us, both the blesser and the blessee. It's not a hurricane of energy, but a soft and warming breeze that invites us to open windows and doors, to let stuffiness out and a new life in. It is an invitation to openness. It's not meant to impress, but to touch, to connect. It can take whatever form makes that connection. What is most needed is simple human caring and presence, a mindfulness in being present to another. It requires nothing more magical than meeting another halfway. For a blessing is a two-way street, not something someone does for someone else, but something we become together in order that spirit may flow. The principle is deceptively simple and very familiar. Where two or more are gathered in the name of that which loves, that which connects, that which is compassionate, that which liberates, there is blessing also. The essential message of this book is that each one of us, you and I, can answer the calling. We can be points of reconnection, points of remembrance, points of love. We can be blessing. So the new idea that came to me this week, new to me idea, probably it's been thought a million times, but I hadn't thought it before, is that when we count our blessings, whatever we count, we are conferring a blessing upon. Just in the act of appreciating a kindness, I was so touched when Maya Angelou said, I bring everyone who has ever been kind to me with me. How many people have been kind to us? And how do we remember them? Do we remember them? If we go back through our lives, how many people reached out a hand and helped us somewhere, some way? A stranger who smiled at us on a day we were not feeling well. Someone who gave us a compliment, or someone who appreciated what we did. Someone who shoveled our walk, or mowed our lawn, or washed a dish that we used. How much kindness do we receive every day? So much kindness, so much love. Through all the focuses of energy on this planet, every single one of them a focus of love in some way. And we receive that love. Our customers, our clients, our co-workers, our family members, our friends, our acquaintances, and all of the strangers that we encounter who serve us in so many powerful ways in our society. The people who grow our food. We are so incredibly blessed. And we are that recipient of blessing, of kindness, in a thousand different ways. But do we bring it to mind? Do we experience and appreciate it? And do we prepare ourselves to be a blessing in the lives of others? Well, I think she's showing us the way to remember all the kindnesses, to remember the things that have touched us, and to simply pass along the love. It's all love. It's going to be love whether we're cranky or whether we're caring. It's just going to be love. Because there isn't anything but love. But some of it feels more like love than others. And so, to allow that which feels like love to me to flow out, the gentleness, the warmth, the openness, the receptivity, the giving, and the generosity of love, it feels worth focusing. To allow that love to flow, to harness the energy of love and rediscover fire. So that's what I wanted to say today. Mm-hmm.